Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends. Tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old, smoking and rolled cigarettes. Running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home.
Out there know that Irene's back because, of course, we started with her little favourite, Ed Sheeran, there, Castle on the Hill. Did you know that 2017 or 2017, what do you say, that was recorded? Oh, my God, that's like time flies.
I know. It makes you feel so old, doesn't it? And the thing I love about Ed Sheeran, though, is you say that was 2017. Oh, my goodness. How many years ago is that? I can't even add it up.
Let's go eight.
All right. Oh, okay. And in that time, from when he was that little redhead playing that guitar and first started those songs that just went boom around the world, he's now evolved so massively, you know? I mean, he's just changing from one genre to another and doing it so incredibly well. He's just such a talented guy.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he doing that Bollywood one now, that India? Yeah, interesting, is it? And now you actually see, you hear a few more that are trying to do that as well. But yeah, no, he's done that really well, hasn't he? Yeah, how things have changed, eh?
I reckon he'll get into movies next. He's been on a couple of shows just as a, you know, flick on and flick off thing. But you can see he absolutely loves it. I reckon he'll get into movies. I reckon he'll be a comedian type movie star.
He'd suit that, actually. Do you know, it's interesting, isn't it, to what they might suit, because, but then again, where do you start? And I often think that sometimes it's where you start in that first movie that was such a great movie that, and you hear it all the time, them saying they get typecast, and I sometimes truly believe this, because I know there was a woman actually out of The Blacklist, if anybody's seen her, she was like tough, mean woman, and then I saw her in something else. She was still a tough, mean woman, but I can't even picture her as being a nice person.
Doing anything else, yeah. I know the woman you mean too, yeah. Yeah, but Ed Sheeran is so clever. I reckon he'll be a little bit like, who's the guy that did Good Morning Vietnam?
Robin Williams.
Robin, yeah. And you know how he was just so clever and so funny and so cute and could do so many different things. He would be good at that sort of thing and he'd pull it off all right. He'd be great.
Jack Nicholas. Oh, could you ever see Jack Nicholas as not a nasty person?
Yes.
Could you?
What was that movie that he did where he was this grumpy old man who couldn't walk on cracks? And he went into the same restaurant every morning for his breakfast and was served by the same waitress. And they got to know each other quite well. It was a lovely movie. It was a lovely old man. Yeah, I like, he was a nasty old man to begin with, but turned into this lovely old man. It was a gorgeous movie. You know, man, can never remember names of anything. But hey, look, I've just come back from Bali and... You know how...
So that's why you were AWOL. Oh, our listeners out there keep saying, where's Irene Risky? You prattle on like nothing. We need Irene back.
Aha!
So off to Bali you were.
Off to Bali I was, and you've got me prattling right back now. Because when I was going to Bali, I mean, I've been there before, but it was years ago, and I'm so glad that I did do some research because it's changed immensely. But when you're doing the research, you get these constant influences on Instagram and that, all giving you their 5-second skit on what you must do and must not do in Bali. You cannot Google anything without 100 influences coming up, you know, and it's sort of like, well, you go to Bali and you are seeing them all creating those Instagram movies on their phones. They're everywhere with their hands held out, doing selfies and telling the world why it's so special that they contact them. And oh, they're everywhere. And my daughter's actually said to me, Mum, you're being terribly rude. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm being terribly selfish. I'm sick and tired of dodging influencers. So I was just walking straight past where they were trying to shoot. And, you know, everybody's trying to move around them so it doesn't spoil their shot. But there were so many of them. They were just everywhere. And not just young ones. They were sort of from the age of 50 to 20. Yeah.
Oh, so that's young. You could say,
I'm meaning they're not all 20-year-olds. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. Oh, I could imagine they could. Ah, that grumpy old lady's just walked through my shot. Yeah,
interesting. I was smiling the whole time. I wasn't grumpy at all. I was just totally going where I needed to go and smiling and charming everybody as I went, like I always did.
Interesting though, eh? And I mean, it's what, yeah, but someone else's opinion. But like, well, I don't know. Have we always looked at someone else's opinion? When I look at, oh God, now it's just totally gone out of my mind. Oh, the book that's been around for years and years and years and years. Oh.
Philosophy,
the travel book. Oh, look, two of us, eh? Damn, we can't even do it between us.
I know exactly the book you mean, and everybody listening to us will know the book you mean.
Exactly. Someone's going to write it up or ring us in and tell us what it is. we'll remember it at midnight tonight.
When we all used to buy it back in the day whenever we went anywhere on a trip. Now we just take our phones and Google it. Yeah.
Absolutely. But you see, now it's maybe all of those influencers make up the book now. So instead of the book, we all go and say, so is it, how different is it? Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you need to take with a grain of salt every single one of those influences, because they don't tell you the things that are really important. Like, you really believe that Bali is super cheap, you know? So when you're working out your budget, you're being told that, excuse me, restaurants and everywhere are cheap and a little bit of money goes a long way. Well, we actually found that everywhere we went out, it was very much on a par with New Zealand. Very much on a par.
Interesting.
And I had three of us I was paying for going out for dinner, with three of us all having one round of drinks each. I had no change left from about 180 most of the time, you know. And that's not, we're talking about just the going to the big, you know, like sports bar type thing, and everybody having one course and a round of drinks, $180, you know? So.
If you go out a bit further, is it still expensive? Interesting, isn't it, how, and good on them for making money out of us tourists, but, you know, helps their economy, but still it's not, you obviously, you know, you're not going there with it being cheap anymore.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about the price. When you consider how much cheaper it is for them to buy their food than it is for us, it's a little bit over the top, but I don't really care about it. Bali is a tourist place, and if you're going to Bali, you expect to pay the prices. But the influencers, everybody's still saying it's cheap when you Google it, and it's not. I was under budget by a couple of $1,000. No problem. I just moved more money over, but
yeah,
I would have planned for that if it had been reality that I was looking at, you know.
Yeah, right.
This is one of the things I loved Google search engine to start with, but I don't know whether you agree with me. Since AI has taken over, there's a lot of misinformation coming out, you know, a lot of misinformation, a lot of stuff that's not true, like they're changing history, you know. That's just not true, but that's what they're saying on Google AI.
But it's interesting because that AI, all it just searches everything that's out there. So maybe when we had been Googling, we've just managed to get to the right. Oh, I've remembered it. It's called The Lonely Planet.
That's it. Thank you, Mum.
It would have frustrated me all day. But isn't that what AI does? It collects it from every single place and everywhere. And so if there is misinformation out there, that's going to be part of it. So how do you sift through? Yeah. And that's important. You've got to sift through it, don't you?
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I thought it was. But I think it can be influenced. I'll give you an example. This is a little bit political, which I don't normally do on the show. But for instance, if you ever Googled or looked in any history book about New Zealand, you'll find that there was a race of people called the Moriori that were the first in New Zealand, right? You Google it now and AI will tell you that the Maori are the first in New Zealand and Moriori are a sub-tribe.
Oh, that's a big shift, isn't it? Yeah.
I know. So that is totally changing history.
Mm.
And then you've got young people who use Google all the time. They don't look in an old history book. So that's what they're going to believe. And that's, to me, that's really quite dangerous. Huh? If that's happening all around the world, it's really quite dangerous. People can manipulate what other people are learning.
Absolutely. But again, is it just that the manipulation's easier now? I mean, when we think about that encyclopedia that was written, who was it written by? And if that's the only information you had about it, I think changes that, like that's like a factual change, those factual changes. But that is interesting. So whether everything was factual before, but we looked at that encyclopedia and read it and believed it, versus now that it's more accessible and other people are saying different things. Yeah, now there's a conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you're right. When it's fact, that's a fact, and it is a fact. It should stay a fact.
It should stay a fact, yeah. So, I mean, I have no problem with that different fact being queried and so therefore being researched to the actual evidence of it being real. And if it isn't real, then the scam is produced and explained to the world that, you know, this isn't true. The Incas didn't actually build that. These people did, you know. Mm. So researching it and finding the scam and making it worldwide knowledge is fine. Mm. But just having a quiet little thing that slips in like this and there's nothing to back it up, it's just what AI says, you know.
Interesting.
And having been to the museum down in Stewart Island and talked to the local people who are all pretty much Moriori extract down there, it's just not true. You know, it's just not true.
And so, you know, you're right. And it'd be interesting, our listeners out there to share your examples as well. How do we sift fact from fiction or changed facts and things? How do we actually do that? And you're right. It is. It's not just going to that one source, isn't it? It's going back to the history book, then comparing it. And who's going to do that these days, eh?
No. I mean, and the thing is, I think everybody, me included, we're indoctrinated that everything that we found on Google and AI was the truth, you know. So scary stuff. I'm glad I'm not going to be around in the world for much longer.
Lincoln technology, eh, and all the stuff that goes with it, and then they tell us we need a new computer, a new program now and everything else, and changing it is just an absolute nightmare, isn't it? But I reckon we can save that till next time, you know. I've got another conspiracy theory that I might save till next time. Might mention it now because we've got probably a minute to go, but seeds. Do you know, a lot of seeds that I've been buying are not growing. Who's controlling the seeds? Anyway, guys, let's have that conversation next time. Coming up for you and leaving you with the Black Eyed Peas and Pink. We'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me.
Strange, is the world the same? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, deny thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiving people dying, children hurting, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Guide us from above. These people got me questioning.
The weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, and love is found. So ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Tonight, what's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m., turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you but about it, don't you understand? Wish you just freak out.
Freak out already.
Can't stop coming in hot. I should be locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now.
It's so fucking on right now.
Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious?
Glass is empty. That sucks.
So if you're too school for cool, I mean, and you treat love